First of all, I would like to warmly welcome the high-level delegation from Turkey today too. The committee welcomes that the State Party developed several laws and policies in order to empower women, to eliminate the barriers standing against women's participation in economic life, and to promote decent work opportunities for women. However, the committee concerns that, as Ms. Despoja yesterday referred, the State Party ranks 140th out of 56 countries in terms of economic participation and opportunities, according to the Global Gender Gap Report 2021. And the employment rate of women has not increased as expected. So first, regarding the adverse impact of COVID-19 on women. According to the UN Women Report, during COVID-19 pandemic, women has experienced higher loss of jobs and reduced working hours, larger uptake of unpaid leave from work, and higher workload within the household for domestic and care responsibilities. Therefore, even in the expected economic decline, it is inevitable to mitigate the adverse impact of the COVID-19 on women, and to plan gender equitable economic recovery over the medium to long term. So therefore, my questions are, what are the specific measures to ensure women's reintegration to the labor market? Are there any temporary special measures envisaged to increase women's participation in labor market, to transition women from informal to formal employment, to narrow gender pay gap, to reduce horizontal and vertical occupational segregation, and to reduce domestic and care responsibilities of women? If yes, what are they? Second, regarding the labor force participation and unpaid family work. According to the figures in the annex to the State Party's report, 70% of women engage in unpaid family work, and 56% of women says that household chores are the reason of not participating to the labor force. Women do almost five times as much unpaid care and domestic work at home as men. Moreover, according to the State Party's Women in Statistics 2020, the employment rate gap between men and women widened when children are born. Therefore, having children has a significant impact on women's employment. So my questions are, what measures are taken to enable mothers to continue working? In particular, what measures are taken to address lack of affordable childcare services and to enable fathers to fulfill their parental responsibilities? What are the measures to eliminate discrimination in the labor market against mothers and pregnant women in relation to hiring, career advancement, and paid maternity leave? What are the government's plan to relocate, distribute, and reduce care responsibilities usually borne by women within the family between women and men? Thirdly, regarding social protection schemes, 80% of female employees are employed as unpaid family workers, and female registered employment rate is 42%. Domestic workers, as well as other women employees working informally, including unpaid family workers, are ineligible for social benefit, such as unemployment insurance benefit or job preservation subsidies. So my questions are, what measures has been taken to ensure that women who work on their own account, work as unpaid family workers, domestic workers, and members of cooperatives at home workers can be covered by social protection scheme? And finally, but not least, regarding employment of marginalized group of women, does the State Party have any specific measures to ensure access to formal employment for migrants, asylum seekers, refugees, and Kurdish women, women belong to minority groups, women with disabilities, and other marginalized groups of women? If yes, what are they? Thank you very much.